Warning. Some of the music played on this show includes adult-oriented lyrics and language. If you're easily offended, please listen to a different show.
If you want to rock, you gotta break the rules. You gotta get mad at the man.
The Rock Out with Mark Cridland. The best in brand new classic rock, metal and punk.
So let's go over the corridor to the Dual Radio Live Room and say hello to Alteration.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello. How is it in there? Nice and warm?
It is a little
very
bit warm.
You haven't started yet. You wait.
Yeah. You wait.
Well,
you
Jay's not got naked yet.
Well, not yet. How long will it be?
Who says I will?
Well, luckily this is radio.
Yeah. How long does it normally take for him to get naked on a stage?
It's not happened yet, and you know we don't really want it to. No offence, Jay.
I don't blame him, to be honest.
We're running a sweepstake here. How long it's going to take?
Yeah.
I'll give it about 5 minutes.
Yeah, my money's on 5 minutes. That's good.
Right. Anyway, shall we go round the room and say who you are and what you do in the band?
Okay, well, I'm Kat. I'm the lead vocalist, or the only vocalist, and bass player.
Nice.
I am Jason. I am the drummer of Alteration.
And I'm Alex. I take care of all the guitars.
Yay.
Take care of all the guitars. Will you shine them and things like that? Yeah.
No. Looking at this one.
He just plays it.
You ruin the guitars.
Yeah,
that's more like it. So what's the meaning behind the band name then?
Well, Alteration is the name of one of our songs, and we kind of decided to settle on it for a band name because it really it kind of sums up what we do. All the music we try to make is a bit different. You know, we try to make each song sound a bit different from the last, so it's kind of altering what we do every time, progressing, just making it different and just Alteration, I suppose. Mm. Nothing to do with taking your trousers up or zips or hems or anything like that.
No, because that is the problem. When you put Alteration into Facebook, it comes up with all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
We do hemming while you wait, though.
Ah, it's good.
You're waiting a while.
But you said about that it's a mix of all the songs, you're all a mix, because it's quite difficult to actually put you guys into a genre. So how would you actually describe the sound of the band? If you could, in one sentence.
Well, the thing is, we've all got very different influences. I mean, to some people it might sound like the same, but Kat, you know, with more grungy sort of background, and Jay is just a metalhead. And for myself, metal also, but blues and country and things like that, I guess.
So a lot of genre mashing.
So it's lots of things put together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It might just sound like metal to some people. But.
Yeah, but there's punk in there, there's grunge,
oh, yeah, punk as well.
there's a bit of everything, really. We've got a bit of pop influence as well, you might find on some of our songs as well.
Yeah, we've had this discussion before on the show about genres sort of greying into different areas. There's no definitive lines anymore, is there, between genres? That's my opinion. I don't know if you agree.
Yeah, no, that's right. I mean, I think every band has their own kind of unique sound, and what they kind of bring to the scene. I mean, there's a lot of bands that are doing really kind of heavier stuff. I mean, but for a three piece, we do pretty loud, pretty brutal stuff, I think. But we can also kind of do the punky stuff as well. And, you know, we kind of can tailor our sound to sort of fit into a few different kind of genres, really. So
so you can do weddings, bar mitzvahs.
we've done one wedding, actually.
Oh, well done.
Yes. It was Alex's wedding.
Yeah, our first gig was my wedding.
No pressure.
Yeah, I had to cut out the swearing because, you know, the nans. And
oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
You don't want to tell the nans where to go. Oh, but were there any nans actually dancing to your music?
There was, actually. She had earplugs in. yeah, she was having it.
Excellent.
Having it large.
Yeah.
I could just imagine that.
We have fans of all ages.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, definitely. So I reckon we should let people have a listen to your music and let them decide what they think. And then they can send in some more questions. We've had some questions come in already via email and on the event page. So if people want to send in questions, if you're on Facebook, get on there, Alteration Live on Deal Radio. That's the event page. Leave questions. You can tweet us at Deal Radio. You can email studio@dealradio.co.uk, or you can text us on the studio phone, which is just a normal phone. There's no hidden costs. The number is 07470443514. The number and the contact us box are right at the very bottom of the Deal Radio website. So get in touch any way you want. So what are your first two songs that you're going to do back to back, and what are they actually about?
So we're going to start with a song called 54, and that is about, it's named after the bus route, actually, the London bus. Kind of wrote it back in the day when I was working and getting the bus to London, and it's kind of about the drag of everyday life, basically, and how you just want to get out of it and change things. And then we're going to do a song called Fallen Superstar, which is probably one of the oldest songs that we have, so you could, I suppose, call it a classic. We're not quite there yet. But that is basically about money-grabbing bastards in the music industry and how, you know, there's corruption everywhere you go. So, yeah, that's our first two songs. We're going to go back to back.
Cool. Right. You ready to do this?
Yes.
Christian, are you ready to do this?
He's got a nice beaming smile. He has. Happy boy tonight.
Brilliant. Right. So I should introduce you and say, for the very first time tonight, ladies and gentlemen, this is Alteration, performing live on the Rock Out Deal Radio. Over to you.
Okay.
Walk away, something drags me straight back down. Take a part of your life to examine your soul. Inside you feel there's nothing at all. Now you're coming alive, tell me you're in control. Escaping down this dead end road. In the mirror, I see you getting ill. Mind is magnified, but all I can hear are limitations, passive conversations, struggling to set myself free from these obstacles, boundaries. Think it's time I turn around. Every time I walk away, something drags me straight back down. Take a part of your life to examine your soul. Inside you feel there's nothing at all. Now you're coming alive, tell me you're in control. Escaping down a dead end road. So you wanna walk away, it's just getting quick. You're feeling more fucked up than you like to admit. And if you give it up now, is it worth all the shit? You better make sure, making the most of it. You wanna walk away, it's just getting cool. You're feeling more fucked up than you like to admit. And if you give it up now, it's worth all the shit. So you better make sure it's right. You're gonna lose some of yourself tonight. You're gonna lose some of yourself tonight. You're gonna lose some of yourself You're so cold like this olive butter. Take another look. You do not seem to see people like me. Meet you on the foot. Why do you have to be a bitch? Why do you have to live with me alone like this? You give me shit, how generous. You don't help no one but yourself. You don't deserve what you have got. You think it's funny and it's turns to shit and actually face down in it for what it's worth. It's all you are, another fallen superstar. I was in experience. I have learned from my mistakes. Now because lose the price, I can see for your disguise. Give an inch, take your knife, make your money and make your smile. Give me shit, how generous. You don't help no one but yourself. You don't deserve what you have got. You think it's funny and it. I hope that you turn to shoot and that you may face down in it. For what it's worth, that's all you are. Another fallen superstar. Give an inch, take them all, make your money and pay your smile. All I know, all that's true, eventually it all comes back to you.
Whoa. Woo! Absolutely brilliant.
My headphones fell off halfway through that, so it sounded terrible. I do apologise.
That sounded great.
That energetic, your headphones fell off.
Yeah. I need to stop jumping about.
Oh, the heat will soon stop you jumping about, Kat. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, you'll be laying on the floor playing.
Ooh, that's an idea.
Awesome, though. Absolutely brilliant. Love it.
Thanks.
Where to start, though? How are you going to go up from here?
Going up.
Excellent.
Well, we've got a little ballad in the middle as well.
Oh, a ballad. That's sort what of. I like. Now, I was just having a look on the Facebook page for anyone who wants to have a look. It's Alteration Music UK. On the gig you did at New Cross at the beginning of May, you had some tapes, cassette tapes.
That's right. I think Jay actually brought a couple with this afternoon to give away or whatever you want to do with them. No one has a tape player, though.
No.
So it's more of a retro thing, you know.
Yeah, I haven't got a tape player. John, have you got a tape player?
In the loft.
In the loft?
Everyone's got one lying around somewhere.
Yeah, it must be somewhere.
Dust it off. I've always wanted to ask a band that produced cassettes, though, do you get a free pencil with every one so you can wind it, wind the slack up?
I can sort
your
out, it's fine.
That's cool.
See, you got to have it done. Go have it done. Right, what was I going to do on there? You got a text.
I've got a text. On it, yeah. Question for Alteration. Firstly, you guys rock.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There you go. You have such a varied range of influences, so how did you all meet? From Bev in Spain.
Oh,
Espanol.
Hello, Bev in Spain.
Buenas tardes.
Alex and I met on a website called joinmyband.com. And previously to Jay being in the band, we played with another drummer. So it was about the beginning of 2013 that Alex and I got together. Or was it 2014?
No idea.
It was one of the two anyway. But yeah, we've been playing for about 3 years now. We're all from the same area. So. I think Alex kind of nicked Jay from another band. I won't mention any names, unless you wanna.
Basically, I was.
Get on the mic. He's too far away from the mic.
Hello, is that better? There you go. Yeah. Okay. Basically, I was in this band. Wasn't really going anywhere, to be fair. And we were looking for a bassist, and Alex kind of was like, I can do it part time. So I met Alex through like his audition, and he took away.
We're still struggling to hear you. What's going on there? You're very, very quiet.
By nature, probably.
Hello, testing.
I think there's a problem with the mic, actually.
Yeah.
Or the connection.
Yeah, I think he's got a bit of a dodgy lead. But yeah, basically, Alex auditioned for a band that Jay was in, And then they decided that they wanted to make a band together with me. Lucky me. Right. So, yeah, that's kind of how we came together. We've been playing together for, I think it is, about 4 years now.
Something like that, yeah.
So there's been no lineup changes during that time?
Apart from the first drummer that we had. But, sure. He wasn't around for very long. So, yeah, it's just been the three of us.
Excellent.
Nice. Now, I'm just saying, because you said about with listener in Spain, I just thought I'd have a look on the listener map because we can see whereabouts people are listening. Roughly. We don't get to see the house number or anything. Yeah, roughly. And we've actually got someone listening in Kansas City.
Oh, wow.
Over in the US. So, yeah, whoever that is, hello.
Hello.
It's
what time is it there?
Probably about 1 o'clock in the afternoon over there. So, yeah. They're enjoying some afternoon good old-fashioned rock and metal and stuff.
And grunge and punk.
Yeah, all that lot.
All that lot.
All that lot. It's awesome
stuff. An afternoon of alteration.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. I love that. Right, we had an email as well. I'm just trying to dig that out. Where did it go? I've lost it. Where's this email?
Oh, that's careless, Mr. Crittland.
I know, isn't it? Oh, that's because my emails have gone right to the very bottom and I won't scroll back up. Ah, there we are, sorted. Did you get anything, any other texts?
No, not as yet. But
not yet.
Still available to receive them.
Yep, anyone can text in at all. Here we go.
Especially parents. Embarrassing questions. Please, please,
hello,
please.
Yes. I know you're listening.
Any of them. Now, question from Sarah. She's put, I have a question for alteration when they're on with you lot a bit later. See, she emailed this in at 6:30 this afternoon. So she sent it in nice and early. Like, could you please ask them who are their biggest influence and which of their own songs they like to play the most? Now, it says at the top it's from Sarah, but at the bottom it's signed off Keith.
That's the quickest sex change in history, that is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Identity crisis.
Yeah.
Is that my wife trolling us?
Sounds like it.
So, biggest influences and which are your own songs you really like to play the most? So it's going to be an individual question.
For me, biggest influence... Oh, it's such a hard question, but probably Machine Head, System of a Down, Skunk Anansie, Faith No More. But I also like Destiny's Child and E17. I've said it now.
It's all out.
There you go.
Alex, what's your...
For me, it's all the big guitar players and the big guitar bands. You know, Led Zeppelin. Going forward to Zakk Wylde, you know, all that. Yeah, Les Paul playing... guitarist and all the widdly ones as well.
The widdly ones,
well, the virtuosos. I like that. Steve Vai, Satriani. Not that my playing's anything like this, but yeah. So
what do you think about Gibson going down the pan?
They didn't stick to their core product, did they?
Okay. No, that's a good view.
Jay,
from me, I'm really into metal, so like one of my favourite bands of all time is Iced Earth, and they've got a drummer called Brent Smedley, so he's a big influence on me. There's like it's mostly drummers. I'm going to name drummers. There's a drummer on YouTube called Vadrum. His name's Andrea Fendrucci. He's like an Italian drummer. He does loads of covers. He's incredible. Big influence on me. And Dave McLean from Machine Head is where I heard like a drum opening for one of their songs. I thought, I want to be a drummer because it just sounded awesome. So yeah.
Nice.
Brilliant.
Alright, so what is your most favourite song to play of your own?
There's a couple that we're going to do tonight. One of them is called Last Day, which is one of our most recent songs, probably the heaviest one we've done. That's pretty brutal and it's good fun to play. And Guile, which is going to be our final song this evening, is probably my personal favourite.
Okay. Nice. Any others got any other opinions on that?
We did have a lot of fun playing Spice Girls. But that's not our own. It's our own take on it.
Okay.
Yeah, no, like we said, we've got a lot of influences. So we're not afraid to cover pop music and, you know, we don't take ourselves too seriously. So, expect to see us covering pop bands if you come
it's
and check
us out.
It's
Little Mix next, actually.
It is.
Yeah. I was going to say, what kind of pop covers have you got in your set list then?
We've done Gangster's Paradise.
Nice.
That goes down pretty well because everyone knows the words to that. And we've done Spice Up Your Life by the Spice Girls, which is always a good laugh. What's the other one? Oh, we've done Thundercats in the past. And
System.
and System of a Down. We like to do covers, really, because it just breaks it up a bit, you know, it makes the crowd jump about. And we do take requests, so feel free to email us potential covers and maybe we'll do them.
Excellent.
Sounds good. Right, so we're getting to do one more song. So what is this song? What's it about?
So this song is Alteration, our namesake, I guess. Well, we're named after the song. This song is... It's about really just making those big changes to your life that you always want to make, and you know you're a bit scared of doing it. Sometimes you just have to take that leap of faith and make an alteration.
Nice.
Excellent.
So we'll let you have a bit of a break after this, let you cool down. And so I'll say once again, ladies and gentlemen, Alteration performing live on the Rock Out on Dual Radio. Over to you.
Thanks. So long, never felt this way about anyone. It's time to move on. Something felt so strong has now gone. Take a piece, but you can't have it all. You're on. So fucking wrong. Spoils the world when they're broadcasts like you. While we are waiting in the line, we work so hard because we have to. Something for the weekend in this line. Could you ever go so far that you fuck it all up? It's all about trust.
Make an alteration.
Oh, I like that one. It's not.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah,
it's good.
It's got some loud bits. It's got some quiet bits. It's got some nice bits. It's all nice. It's all good.
Thank you very much.
So, right, we're going to let you cool down a little bit. Open the door, get some fresh air in there. Give you about a 10-minute break.
All right.
And we'll be back with you very soon. Cool. Cheers, guys.
Cheers. Thank you, guys.
And we all. Alteration, doing really well so far. Really enjoying it. And Christian's not putting his hair out, which is great.
No, he's smiling.
He is. He's smiling.
Turn that frown upside down.
It's all good.
The Rock Out with Mark Crigland. The best in brand new classic rock, metal and punk.
Live music Monday.
Let's go back over to the Deal Radio live room and say hello, Alteration.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Have you cooled down enough now?
Just enough, yeah.
Just enough.
Just.
It won't last long.
No, it won't, I can assure you.
No, no. You're going to get all hot and sweaty again. But it's all good, though. Right, now, as always, in the little break, I always ask bands to come up with a jingle for us. Now, have you done this? Are you ready to do it for us live on air?
We're going to try.
Yeah?
It's all we can ask.
We haven't practiced yet.
Practice live on air. It's great stuff. Right, you ready to do it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Go on, Em.
You're listening to Rock Out on Deal Radio. It's Fridays on Deal Radio. Alteration on Deal Radio. Listen to that. Oh.
That was really excellent. Good. I like that. I like that. I'm going to be keep using that. So clipping it out. Yeah. So 1 hour, 25 minutes in. I'll make a note of that. So yeah, good.
Well done, guys.
Yeah. I like that. There you go. You don't need to do any more. You've impressed me enough now. Right. Let's see what questions we've had for you then. We've had a couple coming in on the event page. Oh, just had a message from my wife saying about the jingle. That was fucking brilliant. It was the message I just got. She liked it too.
That's for you then.
Yay. Right, what have we got on here then? So on the event page, which is Alteration Live on Deal Radio. So we've had Sarah Wrigley saying, sounding great, guys, with two lots of horns in the air.
Yeah.
Jason, but hello, listening to the show live. Just wondering if Alteration are working on an album or an EP.
Well, we've got a number of tracks that aren't recorded, but we've got about four, I think, kind of on their way, kind of half done.
Yeah, in the pipeline. So hopefully this summer we'll be playing some new music at our next gigs.
Nice. Yeah, all the parts are written. We just need to figure out what order to play them in, really.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, but is she going to get them recorded?
Yeah, we're hoping to. Yeah, once we've got a couple of the new ones down, we're looking to get an album's worth together, really.
Nice.
So, well, watch this space.
Keep an eye on it.
And that'll be a full-blown down-in-the-studio job, or...?
Yeah, hopefully so, yeah. We did a little EP last year, but we want to do a full-on album next time.
Okay, where did you record the EP?
We did that with Annie down at Banana Road Studios in Erith, so big shout-out to Annie there.
It was another band we've had in that have been there as well.
Yeah, it's probably it's quite a popular studio from in our area, sort of around Erith, North Kent.
Nice. See?
Excellent.
It's good. It's good. Yeah.
It's good to give a shout out to the studios as well. It's always good.
We always like doing that. Right. What we got here? Brad has messaged on the event page a little while back. What are the band inspirations for the Alterations music? So, I think we've already had one kind of inspirations, but when it comes to actually writing the music, where do you draw the inspirations for that from? Who is the main songwriter? Is it you, Kat?
Lyrics wise, yeah, I take care of all the lyrics and the melodies, but we've started writing as a group now. We'll write in the studio. Alex might bring a guitar riff, or Jay might have an idea for like a drum intro or something, so we kind of just jam and it kind of pulls together from there. Sometimes I'll have a song in my mind, and by the time we get it into the Alteration kind of area, I guess, it's a completely different song, so it's always a work in progress with us. It might start off as one thing and change completely by the time we've finished the product, but we do tend to write as a group mainly.
Okay, so where do the actual inspirations come for the songs?
varies, really. Some of this stuff is completely made up. One of the songs we're going to play for you in a bit is about the end of the world. So it's kind of a fictional thing, but, you know, it might become reality. Let's hope not. Not in the too near future. Mm-hmm. Other songs, I mean, we've got songs about some neighbours that I used to have that really used to piss me off. So I wrote a song about that. And you've heard Alteration already in 54. So really, in terms of what we write about, it really does vary from, you know, real life stuff to complete fiction, really. Whatever kind of comes into our heads and sort of fits with the song.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yes.
We've had your mum on, Kat.
Oh,
hello,
no.
Mum.
Oh, no.
Hello, Mrs. Kat.
Hey.
Thanks for texting. She says you all rock. Well done. So proud of you.
Thank you, Mum.
That's nice. It's always nice to
meet you.
Not embarrassing enough, though, Mum. You must have some dirt on
Kat. That's
not
an invite.
Oh, yes, it is.
You get someone else's mum.
We need as much dirt as possible.
Oh, there's plenty.
Anything
my mum doesn't know it, though.
That's how it should be, Kat, I guess. Right.
Anyone else that knows the dirt on Kat?
How long have you got?
Can't just pick on cats. Any dirt on any of the others as well?
Oh no, they're squeaky clean.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they're not. They don't look it.
Ha.
Right, let's move on then with some more of your music. So another two songs back to back. What are they and what are they about?
Next is Random Reason. Random Reason is kind of about how life kind of just keeps on happening and you have to roll with it. There's no time to sort of sit around and wait for life to go by.
We actually played that one at the end of last week's show to promote this one.
And then we're going to do Last Day, which is the one that's about the end of the world. So it's a bit of a heavy one, that.
Yeah, so are you ready to play?
Yes.
There was a
so
short
just
delay.
Grabbing some water.
It's always good. So
we're ready.
Excellent. Right, once again then, ladies and gentlemen, Alteration performing live on the Rock Out Deal Radio. Over to you.
Cheers. Slipping softly, wake up and smell the coffee. Where does time go when it's gone? And what can you do but just carry on? Yeah, it keeps on coming right on top of you. Yeah, there's not really anything you can do. There's a random reason for all of this. You will never know what it's in. What it is. Space. Your life is a waste. You just fall into place with your life, your job, you don't ever fade. Where does time go when it's gone? And what can you do but just carry on? Yeah, it keeps on coming right on top of you. Yeah, there's not really anything that you can do. There's a random reason for all of this. You will never know.
I like that. Thank you. How's things? How's things over there?
Ooh, it's getting warm in here. We're all melting.
Oh.
You need a little paddling pool or something.
Yeah, that break seems a long time ago now, doesn't it?
Oh, dear. So, oh, hello. Here we go. We've apparently got a message on the radio page. I've got to check that one in a moment. But you had a text come in, John, didn't you?
I did. Hi, Alteration. A friend wants to know what coloured socks you wear on stage. I take it from that you probably know who the sender is.
I think that's aimed at me because I tend to wear pretty stupid socks. but today they're pretty conservative. They're black with pink bits.
So you could have got away with saying anything on radio for what colour socks you're wearing tonight, couldn't you?
Well, normally they're like they have like pizzas on them and weird stuff.
What real pizza? You're that much of a sloppy eater?
Sometimes.
The other part of the question was, I want to know where I can download that last song. Now, this was sent a little time ago, so I'm guessing they're talking about Alteration.
We do have some of our tracks are up on Bandcamp. Our Bandcamp is alterationuk.bandcamp.com. So you can get some of our tunes on there, but I don't think Alteration's actually on there, but we would love to get a recording done of that very soon.
Okay, nice. Lovely. Thanks very much.
It's all good stuff. Right, where are we? I don't see a message. Where's it gone? No idea. But it's gone. Oh, yeah, completely gone. This is my laptop. It's playing about going, no, I don't want to go with this. Don't want to go on this. No, it's all good. Now I get you. Don't worry. Someone shared it. That was all. Someone shared all the information about tonight. It was another band. Another band saying this band are awesome.
Oh, so, yeah. Thank you, other band.
Yeah.
Thank you, other band.
Which one was it, John?
Have a name?
Can you remember?
Something Dreamers.
Imaginary Dreamers.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
You know them then?
Yeah, big up the ID.
See, it's always good to know that.
Are they local?
They're based in North London, I believe, but we've played with them quite a few times, so do check them out as well.
Nice. Check them out. So you said you're playing Something Dreamer on your...
Yeah, on Saturday I'm playing a band Something Dreamers. Could be them. Could be then. Oh, can't quite remember. I shall. I'll have to listen to the Heads Up on Saturday afternoon to find out.
Good plug.
A little bit of a plug there.
Good plug. But if they are listening, then they can send me music as well for this show for Mark at DealRadio.co.uk. There you go. Ta-da! Got that bit done out of the way. So, you say now you got music available, so you can listen for free on SoundCloud, Bandcamp.
Bandcamp.
Yeah, on there.
Free download, isn't it?
Free. I like this. Free.
Share the love.
We like
share the love. And the talent.
Yeah. But have you got an option on Bandcamp to pay as well?
There's a voluntary. So
I would say well worth, sticking your hand in your pocket and giving the band something for it.
Yes. You know, it all goes to a good cause.
Yeah.
New strings and stuff.
Making more new music and getting that recording studio time.
Yes,
that's
definitely
what you need.
Yeah, that's the next step.
Yeah. So what other gigs have you got lined up then?
So our next live show, we're playing at the Bird's Nest in Deptford on the 13th of July. It'll be our debut there. So if you are in the area, then please do come down. I believe that's a free gig as well. Bird's Nest is always good. It's always a good crowd in there. And there's some other excellent bands playing as well.
Is that a purpose-built venue, Kat, or is that like a pub that puts music on?
It's a pub, but it's very much a rock venue. It's geared towards like live alternative music. There's music on, I think, every night of the week in that pub.
Brilliant.
Nice.
And we've got a couple of shows. We've got another one coming up in October. We're playing at a classic rock all day at the New Cross Inn. We're still looking for gigs, so do give us a shout if you would like us to play for you.
Yes. Now, I noticed we mentioned earlier about if you just put in Alteration into Facebook, it comes up with all kinds of stuff that's not you.
Yeah.
So it's Alteration Music UK.
That's right.
So you got any other social media?
We're also on Instagram, and that's just Alteration_music.
Cool. No Twitter?
Not at the moment, no. But I don't know. Do we want a Twitter?
See, I'm not a lover of Twitter personally.
No, we don't want to Twitter.
No, don't do much for me, Twitter.
Twitter is the cancer of the internet.
Oh. There we go. You're going to get all the... Everyone's going to bombard you now with hatred.
Good thing we're not on Twitter, eh?
It'll be hashtag hate alteration. Don't use that hashtag.
But, no, love us.
Yes, love, love.
Yes, peace and love. But yeah, you can check out our Instagram. We're always updating that with pictures and gig things.
Nice. So I got a little bit of an odd question for you though. But if you could go on tour and support any band, either current or past, who would that band be?
Oh, well, I know what Jay's going to say.
Well, Jay will say Iced Earth.
Funnily enough, I actually, because I do an Iced Earth podcast, plug, I actually sent our demo, our EP, to the actual main man of Iced Earth, so you never know, it might come up in the future.
Fingers crossed for you.
Be a dream come true. But for me, I mean, any of the bands that we mentioned before, I saw Machine Head at the Roundhouse a couple of weeks ago, and it absolutely blew me away, so to support a band like that, for me, would be...
I think us, System and Machine Head.
Yeah.
That would be a good lineup.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So yeah, if you're listening, Rob Flynn.
Actually, that new Cross gig in October, we actually are supporting Diamond Head, which blows me away. So
Are you really?
Yeah, they're the headline act. So yeah, that's going to be a good one.
Absolutely, well done. Congratulations on that.
Cool, thanks.
Right, another just a comment really on the event page from Jeremy saying, "How do guys? You're sounding great. Try not to sweat the place up."
Too late.
Yeah.
We're just about got our heads above the water.
That's why that door seals so well. It's not for the noise, it's to keep the moisture in.
Yeah. I feel sorry who has to clean the walls. I do feel sorry for who that is.
Christian?
Christian goes in and licks the walls afterwards. No, he doesn't, not really.
He goes looking for DNA so he can clone us.
Yes. And maybe he could change the DNA to do an altered alteration.
An altered alteration. Oh, he's so sharp.
So sharp I cut myself. No, not really. Oh, dear. Right, we've got one more song have we got for us?
Yeah, we're going to play Last Day for you now.
Cool. So, go on. Are you ready to do this?
Yeah.
Go for it then.
All that it comes down to, watching the
bottom, depressed on the menu. It's over. Once it's started, you can't go back. Everything's changing and it's changing me. Back to the start, try it again. How long will it take till you lose your faith? Chapters of life return on your face. Winner or loser, with that you can break.
And everyone's just sitting there watching it happen.
Yeah,
it's a violent one, that.
Definitely. Definitely. You must be knackered. Haven't you still got one more song to play for us, though?
We have got one more.
Yeah. So don't get too worn out. We are running out of time, though. We've got just under 10 minutes left of the show. So we've got no other questions that have come in, which is... everyone realises that it's coming near the end. They're all getting worn out with you. That's what it is. So do you have any other shout-outs that you need to do while you've got the chance?
Obviously, thank you to you guys for having us. Big shout to Christian as well for doing our sound this evening.
Oh, woo. Don't. Please, don't.
He already
that.
Won an award.
Don't do that.
Oh, award-winning, yeah.
Too late. The cat's out of the bag.
But yeah, other than that, thank you so much to everyone that's listening tonight and everyone that's supported our band throughout the years. And yeah, let's keep the music scene going.
Absolutely. Well done, Kat. Well said.
Absolutely. So, any you guys got anything to add to it?
Hi, wife. How are you?
Cool. You got anything to say?
Yeah, I just want to say to my family and friends that have supported me throughout the years, to thank you so much. Yeah, well, I wouldn't be here without everyone's support. So, yeah, thank you.
Yay.
Nice.
See? Cool. It's a good way to get it. It's spreading the love.
Definitely.
Spreading the love.
Yeah, it's a community thing, you know. It's not just the bands, but it's, you know, the promoters, the sound techs, the bar staff, you know, everybody plays a part in keeping the industry going. So it's... It's important to remember that.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Definitely. Right, so what is your final song and what's it all about?
Okay, this last song, it's called Guile. And the reason it's called Guile is because when we started jamming it, it sounded a lot like Guile's theme from Street Fighter 2. I don't know if you remember that. It doesn't sound like that anymore, but we kept the name. And basically the song is about somebody who has a lot of guile, you know, somebody who's double-crossing bastard, basically.
Yeah.
So... yeah, this is for all of you.
Nice. Here we go then. For the final time tonight, ladies and gentlemen, this is Alteration performing live on the Rock Out Deal Radio. Here we go. absolutely brilliant.
Brilliant set, guys. Well done.
Thank you very much for coming down. You've been absolutely awesome tonight.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you for having us. Thank
you, guys. Hope you enjoyed it.
Really did. Yeah. Thank you.
Excellent. Cheers,
brilliant. Guys. Right. Thanks very much. And we'll catch you very soon, hopefully at a gig.
Yes. Can't wait.
Cool. Cheers.
Cheers, guys.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. Right.
Oh, there we go. Alteration.
Good evening, wasn't it?
Yeah, really enjoyed that. Absolutely brilliant.
Thank you for listening to this podcast of the Rock Out Live Sessions. Please subscribe to get further episodes.
This is Deal Radio.